Let's go to Vincent, who's been waiting patiently. He's in March. Hello, Vincent.
Hello, good evening.
What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, my question is, if you could make a perfectly spherical mirror with the mirror on the inside and somehow fire a photon of light into it, would it glow forever?
Dominic?
So you've got a perfectly spherical mirror, you've got a photon in the middle of this. I guess whatever direction that photon goes in, it will always hit the mirror and bounce off. The problem is going to be making this 100% reflective mirror, because any mirror that you make, it's got some small percentage chance of any light, rather than bouncing off that mirror, will hit a piece of dirt or just get absorbed as heat into that mirror. You know, for a piece of aluminium foil, about 70% of the light that hits that is reflected, and if you make a really high class astronomical telescope mirror, you can get up to about 99% chance. But of course, this photon's bouncing around at the speed of light, it's bouncing off so many times that eventually it's going to get absorbed and just turn into heat.
So is that a no?
I think that's a no. I think yes.
Could I just ask one thing? If you could somehow associate this with the sort of solar panels and all that sort of thing, could it potentially provide energy forever?
Well, of course, unfortunately, to get energy out of sunlight, the solar panel has to absorb that sunlight and turn it into electrical energy. So in practice, in the face of absorbing that energy, that light is then destroyed. You can't use it again.
We also want solar panels that are as least reflective, that's very bad English, but you know what I mean, as unreflective as possible, so that they absorb as much energy and give away as much back out. That's why they're black, isn't it?
Yeah, you want them black, absorbing everything that hits them.
Dominic, thanks.